Infrastructure Leasing and AMP, Financial Services, EEL and AMP, EFS, said it has completed the sale of its wind energy business to its Japanese partner ORIX Corporation. EEL and AMP, EFS has sold its 100% stake in EEL and AMP, EFS Wind Power Services Limited, IWSL, to ORIX for 6.06 crore, $0.79 million at current exchange rate, the debt-ridden infrastructure lender said in a statement. IWSL, a wholly owned subsidiary of EEL and AMP, EFS Energy Development Company Limited, is engaged in providing supervisory and management support services to seven firms that own and operate wind power generating assets. The divestment has resulted in share transfer and a consideration of 6.06 crore to EEL and AMP, EFS Energy that will be kept in an escrow account for its lenders, the statement said. IWSL, classified as a Andelsquo, green company Andelsquo, has no outstanding debt, it added. In June last year, the board of EEL and AMP, EFS had approved the sale of the seven units to ORIX by divesting its 51% equity stake. The seven companies are Lalpa Wind Energy Private Limited, Adesionoya Limited, Kandk Wind Energy Private Limited, Retadi Wind Power Limited, Windoya India Private Limited, Tardas Wind Energy Private Limited and Kaze Energy Limited and NBSP. ORIX and SQO's offer was matched with state-run gas distributor GAIL, India, Limited and SQO's offer in April. GAIL had emerged as the highest bidder by offering 4,800 crore for EEL and AMP, EFS and SQO's wind energy portfolio. And NBSP. ORIX already owns a 49% stake in each of seven operating wind energy units of EEL and AMP, EFS. The Japanese company had shown interest to buy the remaining stake to own 100% shareholding of IWSL in May. IWSL has over 40 employees and is the first company to go out of EEL and AMP, EFS Group with employees. The resolution framework for EEL and AMP, EFS Group was approved by National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLA, on March 12, 2020. And NBSP. The proposed resolution options for over 300 subsidiaries of EEL and AMP, EFS Group include the sale of companies, restructuring, recovery and winding down through a process overseen by retired Supreme Court Justice D.K. Jain and NCLD. And NBSP. In January this year, the EEL and AMP, EFS board was planning a sale of its real estate assets worth 3,500 crore and also its stakes in Gujarat International Finance Tech City, Gift City, valuing approximately 1,200 crore. In November last year, the firm got approval from its lenders to sell its majority holding in Schoolnet India Limited, formerly known as EEL and AMP, EFS Education and AMP Technology Service Limited, to CareerPoint Publications Private Limited, CPPPL. And NBSP,